Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and if you're anything like me, you know life can throw some curveballs our way. We all go through tough times, moments that test our strength, shake our confidence, and sometimes even leave us feeling a little lost. But here's the thing. Those challenges, they are opportunities in disguise. Think of it like this: if you were training for a marathon, wouldn't you want to include some hills in your practice runs? You gotta build up that resilience, that inner strength to keep going even when things get tough. That's what we're diving into today. Building resilience through adversity and self-awareness. You might be thinking, easy for you to say, Avery, you seem so zen. Well, trust me, I'm not immune to those feeling down days. But the cool thing about Stoicism is that it doesn't promise a life without struggle. It equips us with tools to handle the storms, to navigate the ups and downs with grace and confidence. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that inner fortress of resilience. 1. Recognize your triggers. Ever felt like certain situations or people instantly push your buttons? That's a trigger. Identifying them is step 1. Maybe it's a specific criticism, a particular environment, or even just a certain type of music. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies to manage those reactions. Think of it like having a personal cheat sheet for staying calm under pressure. 2. Embrace discomfort. You know that feeling when you're pushing yourself outside your comfort zone? Yeah, that can be a little scary at first. But here's the secret. Growth happens outside our comfort zones. It's in those moments of discomfort where we learn, adapt, and become stronger. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Imagine you're talking to your best friend going through a rough time. What would you say? Would you berate them or offer words of encouragement? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect all the time. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. This one's about being present in the moment. Instead of constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, focus on what's happening right now. Pay attention to your breath, your surroundings, and even the little things that bring you joy. Mindfulness helps us stay grounded and less reactive to stressful situations. 5. Find your support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Connect with people who lift you up, who believe in you, and who offer a listening ear when you need it. Whether it's family, friends, a therapist, or even an online community, having those supportive connections can make a world of difference. Now, let me tell you about a time I had to put these strategies into practice. Remember that big presentation I was telling you about last week? Well, the day before, I realized I had completely forgotten to include some crucial information. My heart started racing, my palms got sweaty, classic panic mode. But then, I took a deep breath and remembered everything we've talked about today. I identified my trigger being unprepared, practiced self-compassion, hey, it happens, and reached out to my mentor for some last-minute guidance. The next day, I delivered the presentation with confidence, even though I had to improvise a little. The audience was engaged, and I actually received some really positive feedback. That experience taught me that even when things go off the rails, we can still navigate them successfully by tapping into our inner resilience and using these tools. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep learning, growing, and showing up for yourself every single day. So, what's one takeaway from today's episode that you can implement right away? Think about it, write it down, or even share it with someone who could use a little Stoic inspiration. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review if you enjoyed the episode, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, folks. Until next time, keep the inner fire burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.